91.5 WMFO Medford.
It is 8:04 in the morning. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. This show is The Whirlpool.
Never ever close. You and I, take a walk, I take a drink, I take it harder than I like to think. I've had it all, it's on my head, I should have tried to let you know instead. Just to keep from knocking at my door, I ain't got the choice. I had myself a little gift, a Benzedrine and a plate of chips. I just dug my head.
That's a guy who's not really from Britain, I don't believe. Mick Trouble with a new track called End of the Lion. Not End of the Line, End of the Lion. Just came out on Emotional Response Records on a sampler. Before Mick Trouble, we heard Tiger Bomb from Portland, Maine with Super Chick. That's new from them. Red Cross. Oh, that one. When did that record come out? Oh, gosh. So it's the Hot Issue record, which was just re-released by Merge in 2018. But I don't know, it came out in the late 90s, early 2000s. I don't know. Born to Love You, epic track. And Outlets from Boston, old one with that was a song called Good Thing. All right. It's 8:14, almost 8:15 in the morning, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. We are broadcasting on the terrestrial dial at 91.5 and streaming online at WMFO.org. In the greater Boston area, it is still pretty wintry out today. It's in the 20s now. Going to increase that temperature. It's going to get up into the 40s this afternoon and just going to keep on going until maybe tomorrow afternoon, hit the mid-50s or something like that, and we're going to get a bunch of rain. So it's going to get sloppy. Get ready for it. I am about to start my first record of the hour feature of 2019 because my previous shows, I've been just rehashing some of my favorites from the previous year, from 2018. This band is called The Groove Farm. It's mostly the project of a guy named Andrew Jarrett, who most recently had another project, which was... not coming to me too early this morning. I'll remember and get back to you on that. All right, I'm going to hear two from the Groove Farm's newish record, Groovy Pharmacy. First one up is called In the Summertime. Some garage hits from the Groove Farm on WMFO. We'll be right back. band The Groove Farm, as I was saying, a project of a guy named Andrew Jarrett from Bristol in the UK. Groove Farm, I think, was a band in the 80s, and then they disbanded and he went on to do other things. His most recent project was called The Total Rejection. I played that a number of times, which came out, the record came out last year, and that was more interesting to me than the Groove Farm record is. But long story short, it took a while to get this record because they had to repress it and stuff like this. I finally got it, so I'm playing it. There you go. Two from the Groove Farm from Bristol, UK. Their new record, Groovy Pharmacy. We heard This Is Radio Rocker and In the Summertime. But now we're going to move on. Next one up is a band called Possum Moods, also from the UK. This is off of the same compilation put out by Emotional Response that the McTrouble song a few songs ago was on. All right, once again, Possum Moods, a song called Northern Times on WMFO.
So you wanna be free? Thank you.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Before that important public service announcement, we heard the Beatles. No, just kidding. That was a band called The Reverberations from, where the heck are they from? I've forgotten. It's a new record that's just out on Beluga, which is based in Stockholm, Sweden. So strange. Before The Reverberations, we heard The Losing Streaks from Sacramento with My Disease. Possum Moods with Northern Times. They're from the UK, and we heard the Groove Farm. So first half of the show, largely kind of a retro feel, not entirely, but we're going to start mixing it up a little bit. Well, I guess this next song is kind of retro. It's a cover of the B-52s. This is the band called Oh Me from Chicago, Illinois. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. It's 8:31 in the morning on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
boop, boop. That's pretty good. Some baritone sax in that one. Weird Omen from France. I don't know where in France, but they're from France. Before Weird Omen, we heard Strange Passage. Also kind of a nice track. They are apparently from Somerville, Mass. New record coming out. I think they've got a record release party on February 1st. That's what the internet says, at the Greek Social Club in Somerville. So if you like that one, it was entitled Shouldn't Be Long, and you're in the area, check them out. Strange Passage. Before Strange Passage, at the top of the set, we heard Oh Me doing a cover of the B-52's Give Me Back My Man. Okay, it's 8:44. Bill will be up in about 15 minutes or so. Stay tuned for that, and stay tuned here on WMFO all day if you can, you know, or whenever it makes sense to do that. I'm going to take a slight detour and, you know, mix it up a little bit here. This was recently re-released, but first came out in 1977.
That man, he liked to ride. Ride, ride, ride. Straight to his beer. That stinker, he don't like. Never, ever hide. That stinker. He don't got it all. Nothing to fear. Stinker, that good old boy, you never give up. You do love everyone, whether they're low or way, way up. Stinker, that brawny, brave redneck, just won't never give up. That powerful, powerful old man. Strong as he may. Cause that man, he'll like to ride. Stinker, let's loose, stinker, let's loose. That man, he do like his beer. That stinker, he don't never hide, hide, hide. Stinker, let loose. Beer, regal, heroic, hairy. Stinker, he don't ever find nothing scary. Except for bubbles. Got it all, nothing to fear.
for a ride.
Time.
That's a shimmery track by the DC band X-Hex, which is fronted by Mary Timoney, formerly of the band Helium, and played Helium Super Bowl of their first full-length record, The Dirt of Luck, before the X-Hex song. We also heard Bloodshot Bill. No, it wasn't Hazel Atkins, though he's obviously been influenced by the Haze. And CJ McKnight, who probably influenced Ween for their country record. So CJ McKnight at the top of the set with The Legend of Stinker. That's a soundtrack for a, sounds like what was a great movie that came out in 1977. Bloodshot Bill would Take Me for a Ride. He's from Montreal, and he's got a new record coming out in a month or something like that on Goner. Helium and X-Hex. X-Hex has a new record called It's Real, which ought to be released in March. Okay, I got five more minutes, and I'm going to leave you with one. This next up band, next up is called The Stroppies. My name's Matt. This show has been The Whirlpool. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day, and stay tuned for Bill. The Stroppies on WMFO in Medford.